Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. Let's fucking pod.
Oh, yeah, wait. Before we start, what's our schedule?
Oh, I haven't even looked. I think it's normal.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Saturday. Yep. Cool. Well, Monday, there's three games on. There must be a fucking bank holiday over there.
Oh, dude, you know what it is? It's the coronation.
Oh, my God.
Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
They can't get out of their own stupid fucking British way.
When she fucking died. Ago. And everyone's like, yeah, but like, you know, you got to do the corn.
Who gives a fuck?
There we go.
But anyway, we'll still, it's still normal for us, right?
Normal for us. Normal for us.
Okay.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Welcome to FMLPL Milan.
This Walsh.
What is up, my dude?
I'm healthy again.
You're healthy again. The house is
healthy. I was literal on my deathbed for 72 hours over the weekend. Did not get out of bed.
Last time we saw you, you were on your deathbed.
No, no, no. Last time you saw me was on the precipice of death. And then my son, we had to bring to the ER in the middle of the night, and he died.
Yes.
Did not actually die. He's fine.
Yeah.
And then I died.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was crying so much. He knew the sickness was coming.
It's potential.
You know, like old people, their like knee hurts when like a storm's coming.
Yeah.
He just was not feeling good right there, and the fever didn't hit him till later.
That's all happening. But we're over the worst of it at the Walsh household over here. It is, you know, fucking Thursday. So we're great.
The Walshes are back, baby.
The Walshes are back, baby. I'm still on the water, though. I'm still on the water. I'm being responsible.
Yeah, I still have
a little raspiness in my throat.
You still got work tomorrow.
I got work. Maybe I'll give it a day or two, and you know, I'll get back on the sauce like a good boy this weekend. But you know,
yeah, and we'll be back to normal. Luckily, you know, normal Monday pod with a Thursday Patreon pod.
Yeah.
Fucking
how about you?
What's the way it should be, man. The way it should be. Yeah. I'm good, dude. I'm fucking in flight. This week, everything's coming up. Alon and Nate. Yeah, the bench boost for me and Nate just absolutely popped off. Nate's top 10K now. I went up a lot. Yeah.
Nate, dog.
Yeah. So, you know, that's all good. Going to the Mets game tomorrow, good thing.
I didn't even check Nate's team.
Oh, I'd say it's worth a check. It's worth
Nathan R. 8K. Yeah. What 8K. The fuck?
Nathan R.
Well, his bench boost was actually diabolical, but
still gave him a few extra points. What was
he got 14.
Okay. That's like
as bad as you could hope or expect to get.
Yeah.
He got one return on his bench.
One return. Yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's pretty much pretty bad. We've both done worse than that, but it's bad.
100%. But it's bad.
It's still an extra few points, though.
Yeah. I mean, he still flew because of that. So, you know, we take that.
And steal.
Yeah. Fucking Steel, dude.
Yeah. Fucking Steel,
dude. Steel is enemy goddamn number one for me.
Steel is God number one.
Well, you actually, Steel is God Deserby. Deserby's enemy.
Accurately name your enemies, my pod partner.
It's so fucking annoying, dude.
You know what my enemy is?
100,000,000% in my team. If he doesn't mutter the fucking words at the press conference.
You're stupid.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't have had... Who would you have taken out? One of the mids?
De Gea.
But you have fucking
Dunk.
Three Brighton
I wouldn't have
already.
Had Dunk. I wouldn't have had Dunk. Yeah.
Well, that's a little diddle. I mean, that's a few points, right?
Yeah, but it's like... It's a few points, it's 1.5 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, that...
It's a trickle down, too, because then you don't know who you get there and this and that. You know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But you also flew. Very high.
This guy in orange over here. Oh, man. Done. Forever. Absolutely done forever.
Yeah, but look, you got the pick for 10 on your bench boost.
You get to make fun, dude. I got a shit ton of points on my bench. I got the same amount of 20. Got a shit ton I got like 28 or some shit on my
for
bench
two,
boost.
Right? You
got
to pick for Taco Queen.
He knows when it's bench boost time.
Dude, Ederson. Talk to me about Ederson in your team. The one-pointer.
The thing about it, too, that actually tilted me off the edge to no end was how many weeks did I start Ortega?
Oh, yeah. You played what did Jeff call it again? Where you play the fucking, like,
I don't know, the double blind.
With
the
keeper bench wing, whatever the fuck. But yeah.
And what I didn't have, but it's like, and of course they keep a clean for the first time ever when he doesn't play. It's just too much for me.
Unbelievable. And Ortega made some saves. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, you shoot at Ederson, it goes in. It's too much for me. So he's definitely, I'm going to make the move with you on the pod tonight. That's exciting. But yeah, he is holy shit the fuck out of my team. Everyone else, fine, you know?
Fine. You got the Pen, MoCap came through. You know,
Jorginho's good at FPL sometimes.
Yeah, Milivojevic got you a pen today.
Yeah, great pick.
Antonio, great pick.
Yeah. that game.
What the fuck was that?
Three corner kicks, three goals. It's like, what are we up to over here?
That is a beach. That's a beach game.
That was a beach game. But Johnstone just gets stood on, and it's forget it. Like, it's all hands on. Yeah. It's just scored exclusively on corner kicks.
And they were like point blank.
Easiest goals ever.
Yeah, just like, boom, like right in, right on the corner. Look at this, though. Yeah. 135 points.
Oh, 135. Well, let me look at this. Oh, beautiful.
That's good stuff right there. 26 on the bench boost, you know, up 40K to 29K.
In stoppage time today, though.
Stoppage time railed me today. The Luke Shaw quote after was like, it hurts a lot. I can't explain why my hand was up there. It's like, fucking, it hurt me way more, dude. Go fuck yourself. Well, fucking idiot, Luke Shaw.
I mean, it's why always me? It's going to be Luke.
It's always Luke.
It's always
he fucks you if you don't even own him. It's just insane. I had the double clean. My dad's very invested in my FPL team.
Yeah,
and
he should be.
And he's like, so what do we want here? I'm like, it's honestly, you realize how stupid a game FPL is once you try and explain to someone like what's good for your team.
Well,
you know, because I go in, I'm right. I'm March, Matoma, Dunk, De Gea, Lindelof, Rashford. He's like, what do you want to happen here? And I'm like, well, if this guy scores, he's not that high owned, so it's like pretty good. But like, no, if this other guy scores, it's really bad. And it's just like, holy shit, this game.
When you have something like that, it's the more disingenuous thing is to just go into the game thinking like, wow, I have six guys. Like,
That's eventually what I settled on. Because he was
two
like,
or three guys.
My dad's like, I have a headache. And I was like, honestly, I'm just trying to get points here. I'll let you know what happens, whatever. So I call him. He's on the road. I'm like, guess what? He's like, what? I'm like, it's the 99th minute and Brighton are about to take a penalty.
I have the two better guys inside of the DM and I'm not getting those. I'm not getting these. I'm not getting these. I mean, realistically for you though, looking at the smattering of players you had, worst possible outcome
from today's game,
1-1, like absent a 1-1 with a non-rash
because Mac
goal
is the
you had one return
guy
from six.
That and Mac is the one guy that other people actually own that I don't own.
No serious managers own it. No, but
he's probably 20% or some, you know, some shit like that.
Those are easy managers to leapfrog, though.
But yeah, it was pretty much worst possible.
Yeah, that was brutality.
Best for Liverpool, worst for FPL. So, you know, whatever. You win some, you lose some. But overall, weak, fucking flu. Alvarez shitting all over you. Lindelof.
Me? What do you
gets
mean?
Me the I love when my partner flies.
Okay,
I'm a content machine, all right? Okay. You got your Twitter shit. This is my content machine.
This is how I win. Fucking hell.
Oh, God.
But,
fucking hilarious thing. Yeah, no, flying. Dude, it was awesome. Yeah, you're doing great. So you can still strike. You're still striking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still on 2 frees. I'm in range, so... A lot of things could happen. A lot of things could happen.
All right.
Love As it. Is tradition in double game weeks, leagues are not yet updated on the FPL page, so I'm going to wait for mug winners, etc. I'll message you tomorrow or the weekend. One mug left for the May mugs. Also, top 8 now in the tournament. We're at the Elite 8, so they're all going to get Magic of the Cup mug. So I'm just... FMLFL credit cards about to pop off with mug shipments this month.
Yeah,
so.
It's ready. It's ready to be used and abused.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then, you know, winner gets the kit of your choosing.
Custom kit. Yeah.
Custom kit.
I don't even remember what the past kits have been. What are the past winners?
Some
get?
Leicester thing, I think.
There was a Chelsea one that got, I think he got like,
get lost.
FML FPL on the back, one.
Yeah. I think that sounds familiar.
And then someone got like Benteke or some shit on Palace kit, I think.
That's regrettable. This guy?
I can't remember. Yeah, that guy. Wow, what a great gift I got you for your birthday. All right, dude, where do you want to begin here? There's fucking 2 days till the deadline. Less.
Yeah.
Do we start with Big Fat Sam? Big fucking fat idiot. Huge fat.
2023. Spring of 2023. And we have corpse of Roy Hodgson and big actual fucking fat fuck fat back. What the fuck? What kind of time
it's
loop?
So good.
It's
so
insane.
Good. Also,
this
you have
like
to add
10
to that.
Years ago.
You have to add to that. They're both clear improvements on the people they're taking over for. Like, not even close.
It's so. I'm just like, the script writers this year. I mean, every year it feels like they outdo themselves, but they outdid themselves this year. Next, what we're going to see is fucking. We need Nigel Pearson to come back.
Oh my
choke
God.
Someone out.
Neil Warnock, I don't know.
We need Nigel There's Pearson so last. Options. Fire Telus or whatever, sell us at Southampton and get Nigel Pearson Pearson and Dean
This
Smith
is also,
have a fucking
I feel like.
KY Jelly wrestling match for Craig Shakespeare's life. The rights to Craig Shakespeare.
It's too good, dude. I mean, this has got to be one of the latest hirings ever, right?
There's five games left.
Four matches left for Leeds.
Fucking stupid. You can't even do anything.
Four matches left to Leeds. It's away Man City. Then they have home Newcastle, away West Ham, home Spurs.
I mean, that's 1 point.
I mean, and Bear said, how big is the bus that Big Sam is bringing to Leeds? Can they actually do what they want? Can they actually do what they want with 12-year-old Meslier in goal? I mean, so the City game, I mean, it should just be absolute demolition, right?
You'd think so on paper.
You have a feeling?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. When the fat guy gets there, he's putting his arm around, he's chewing his gum, he's sipping tea, he's doing all the things.
Oh my God, the gum chewing. I forgot about that.
I mean, he obviously knows what's happening.
And you saw the press conference, right?
Of course I saw the press conference. I mean, he's
all-timer.
He's anointing himself
all-timer.
On the Mount Rushmore.
Everyone should just Google it. I don't even want to ruin it. Maybe I'll put put the audio in right here? Just like cut it in. We'll get like taken down for copyright or something.
I do.
Okay, I won't do it.
Do you think that something bad would happen to us?
Okay, I won't do it. But
you know, I mean, with Leeds, right? You still, I mean, Gracias was just such an abortion. He's doing the worst possible things imaginable of what the team's been doing for years. It's so, so stupid. Bad. You know, I mean, all Big Fat preaches in life is fitness. And I don't imagine they would have lost that much fitness of, you know, a couple of months of idiot Spanish guy there, right? He could just go back to them going crazy, doing crazy ass shit again. And maybe they fucking spring a surprise. I mean, they're fighting for their lives, their futures, their contracts, etc.
And City's going to give them chances, right?
City doesn't give a shit. I mean, they're going to obviously, I don't know, man. I'm fucking talking.
Well, that's the thing.
It's like, City are going to destroy them.
I know. That's the thing. When you look, you start to think like, oh, maybe they could get, but when you look back, Pep against these kind of guys, it's a joke.
It's a,
I mean,
it's a 5-0 he's played joke.
Pep versus Allardyce four times in his career. It's been 3-0, 5-0, 3-1, 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be bad, probably.
Like, it's bad. I feel like the only, like, if you're a Leeds fan, what you're hanging on is, like, they have this match, and then 2 days after they have Real Madrid, so maybe, like, Haaland won't start, and maybe they'll rotate or something, and that's your chance.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, their B team should fucking kill them. Yeah, Leeds are, look, Leeds are in trouble. However, at least it makes some interest around the team. I mean, they were just a complete sinking ship. Couldn't give a shit about any of their games. Didn't want to watch a second of their foot. I mean, at least now we got the big man over there being fat.
I can't wait to watch. I can't wait to watch.
It's going to be fantastic.
But yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, it's the TV game in the big Saturday slate. I'm going to have that on one TV. I'm going to watch Palace fucking ass fuck Spurs. It's going to be so good on the other one. Everything's going to be great on Saturday.
There you go. Let's talk about Man City. Bear said, Kev replacements. Bo said, is Kevin a pick for 35? Fabrizio said, who are the three picks with City having 7 matches left?
They really have 7?
No, he's including the Madrid games.
Yeah. Okay.
I think basically like this whole conversation, at least for me as an Alvarez owner, is like the team leak. Like I'm desperate. I'm horny for a leak. It's there's no early game on Saturday. So they're part of the first slate. And
you fucking love a leak. You're so horny for leaks.
I mean, I'm just not going to not take advantage of it, right? So if we find out that
leak,
I'm not going to not leak, right? Yeah, so for me, that's everything with like, is Kev a pick? Well, I don't know. Just wait for the leak. Hopefully it comes. Cap Haaland, maybe. If he doesn't start, I'm going to cap Alvarez. You know, like that's my answer for like all the City stuff right now.
Easy answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me. And I would bring in, I would literally like punt on any, like if we get a leak and Mahrez is starting and Jack is rested or something, like get Mahrez. Because this is going to be a 5-0 most likely. You know, odds are 5-0. So I think that's basically
it. Should be something like that. Yeah. I'm with you.
Newcastle.
They're talking about Kevin replacements. I mean, that's just literally any midfielder in the game.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not starting, he's obviously like a must transfer out.
Yeah. You can't just have 12 million sitting there sinking your life.
What? I mean, I still think Bruno's a great pick.
I mean, he's been looking better. You're converting me a little bit when we were talking about him. And then, you know, he's been looking fine. They're just like, what do we expect from them any given game? I mean, they still have all this. They fucking the other thing on Thursday, don't they?
Oh, is it that soon?
Or don't they have some fucking thing? Don't they have all these more games for some other competitions?
No, they're out of the Europa League. They're in a final or something.
That's coming up.
No, it's not
till
after the season. Not till after the season.
Okay, so they don't. Yeah. They have literally just these 5 games.
They have easy fixtures. Okay. Bruno's a great pick.
West Ham, Wolves, double is Bournemouth and Chelsea, and then home Fulham in the last game week. Yeah, those are all really good games.
Really good. So I like those.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that this person already has Mo, but if you don't have Mo, Mo's a great pick.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's all the same guys.
Pretty much.
Son has been kind of popping off lately.
No, fucking stop it with him.
I just haven't seen him be good and like score goals. Yeah. And all of a sudden he's 3 and 4.
Yeah, he was running behind really nicely in your game.
He looked like Son.
Yeah.
Home Palace at Villa. You know,
I mean, he does low key have 4 goals in the last 5 games.
That's what I'm saying. He's a punt, but I think, assuming you have all the other guys, I don't know, you know? Yeah.
home Palace, at Villa, home Brenham, at Leeds. Yeah, you know.
Fucking good.
Yeah,
really good fixtures. I don't know. It's a punt. Let's talk about Newcastle, because Callum Isak situation is interesting. Nana said, do we double up on Callum Isak? Is that a good idea? Or Joe Linton Isak the way to go? I got rid of Pope for De Gea this week because I like their attack. Jeff and Rody said, home Arsenal seems like a fine attacking fixture since Arsenal defense is shaky. Arsenal has to go for the win. Then Newcastle double. Do we go Isak or Callum? And Jitterbug and Cammy said, is Ollie to Callum a good move? Fixture this week is worse on paper, but Arsenal defense might be how do you say that guy's name? Kiwior? The Polish guy?
Kiwior? I don't know.
Kiwior holding this week. And then Newcastle have double gaming 36. So what do you like, Callum or Isak? Like, seems like everyone's going to get at least one of them with the insanely good double for goals, followed by Leicester, followed by Chelsea. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, I mean, I would pick Isak if between the two. I just think he's a better player. I'm not too like excited by either, though, honestly.
Really? They're scoring so many goals. I mean,
I don't know. They're annoying. They've been annoying me lately.
They're annoying if you own two of their defenders like I do, but man, yeah, I definitely want a piece of the goals. I'll definitely be getting at least one of them. I mean, it's just like, I expect Callum to not be able to start back-to-back games because he's fucking Callum and he's never been able to start back-to-back games. And so I'm worried about the minutes, but explosiveness, he's just bracing for fun.
He comes on fucking halftime and
he has five goals in the last like 120 minutes or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm tempted by that. I don't know. I think you have to go Isak if you're going this week, because if you want to play him this week and the weeks after the double, he's the more guaranteed minutes guy. But I think if you're just making like a 36 transfer, maybe potentially you could go Callum.
I still, like, don't really agree with the idea of getting him ahead of Arsenal. I mean, I know that St. James will be fucking insane up there, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's not a good
It's still not a good fit. Yeah, it's still like you're playing, you know, second best team in the league. So.
Yeah, I don't like it this week. I don't think I would do it this week. But I get it, though. You know, if people are doing, like, I don't know, someone hurt or some shit like that, they want to bring in someone that they want for the double in 36 to captain or something like that. You know, sure. They're doing a step ahead, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. If your timing is like that. Yeah. But yeah, I would go Isak.
Jota is also one of those kind of guys that people might get rid of. It was Warren, Bo, Viking, all asking basically, what do we do with Jota? Is he starting the next one? And all of a sudden, he just has like knock, 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 back to back to back games. Klopp's like, he's still hurt. He has a really bad like bruise. Like, it seems bad. You know, maybe he'll say something tomorrow, but I don't really expect it. So I think Jota out makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's just not a risk that you want to carry this late stage, and especially when the rest of our teams are broadly speaking fine. You know, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
The biggest problem in your team should be Jota, unless we have Kevin. Yeah. The biggest problem in your team should be Jota, and you know, holding him, you know, sweating the team sheet when there are a lot of other good picks, a lot of other picks with doubles. Like, it just doesn't make sense, right?
Doesn't make sense. Yeah,
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, so I think he's an out. Voldy said Gakpo versus Trent as the third Liverpool option. And Callum, what do we do with the Liverpool forwards? Is it just an avoid with the rotation?
I can't believe people still don't have Trent.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy to me.
The defense looks bad, and then they clean, and he gets a bone. You know, and it's just
he returns every game.
He looks so good.
Yeah, he looks like the best player in the world.
It's insane.
Yeah. He is actually like Kevin. He reminds me of Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's crazy. I mean, people like, have kind of always said that. Year. It's like, he's kind of De Bruyne from right back, and now he's just playing in midfield.
He's kind of like De Bruyne.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just going to keep getting better. It's ridiculous. I can't wait to watch him next year.
He's the person that like Liverpool are building the team around, rightfully so. And the fixtures are still home Brentford at Leicester, home Villa at Southampton. I mean, not sure how many cleans are going to be there because the defense still looks pretty bad, but he's probably going to get some assists there. Liverpool are still going to score goals.
That was fun. Thanks for that one, Kloppy.
What?
Robbo bench for the Fulham clean sheet.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have him?
Yeah.
I forgot. Wow, you got the Ederson benching and the Rabo benching.
Crazy. I had so many non-doublers. It was, I had Cresswell, Brock Cresswell in. Ederson, nope. Rabo, nope. March, McAllister, Matoma, nope. None of them. Yeah,
it's good. No doublers. It's
good. No doublers.
You had no doublers had in the biggest double game week.
From 11 to like 4.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, Trent's a great pick. And yeah, so is Gakpo, by the way. I mean, I think this weekend before the presser, I'd expect Darwin left, Gakpo in the middle, and obviously Bo.
Or Lucho could do it again, too.
He started back-to-back. I don't think he'll start three in a row.
Yeah, a couple days. Yeah, that's true.
And Klopp was saying weird shit. He was like, you could see after like 30 minutes, he was like kind of tired and struggling. It's like, oh, that's not good.
Wouldn't you
30 minutes
known,
is very short.
Shouldn't you have known that before the game started, that that's what would happen?
Exactly. I think there was just kind of no one else to start.
We could have played Harv.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They won.
Doesn't matter. Speaking of your Brighton guys and fucking deserves roulette, I'm Platy said, so who are the Brighton picks? Do we snip snap for the doubles if we feel like we have the wrong ones? And X50 said, do you think Deserby rotation was a one-off or can we expect it to continue until the end of the season? Brighton guys seem like good assets because of the extra fixtures, but if they aren't going to start half the games, do we even want them? Big questions.
Build your own, you know, narrative here on this one, right?
Yeah, I think the rotation will kind of continue here and there, although it's not as congested. From now on, it's less congested than it was the last, like, three.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they went 120 minutes, 2 days off, 2 days off, 2 days off, or something like that. It's just fucked up. Yeah. So it should be less now, you would think. And yeah, I mean, I still think they're just really good. And
I mean, they have after the Monday, they have Monday and then they have a full rest and then they just have, you know, two games a week for five games. You know, they should,
that's fine.
Expect, you know, really, if I had to pick, build my narrative, like he's going to push them through this, like unless if players are actually unfit or knocked or injured,
right.
You know, he shouldn't be playing fucking Goodnight anymore. You know, I mean, that was a nice little experiment for a couple of days.
Goodnight? Oh, Buonanotte.
Buonanotte. Whatever's the fucking guy.
Yeah, I mean, the only really...
Arsenal, Newcastle, City, like, these are, you know...
The only really tight turnaround is between the doubles, like Newcastle to Southampton. Like, those... Yeah, there's probably going to be rotation. But, you know, they're also going to sub on. You know, so we're talking about, like, start one, sub on the other. That's still really good if you're saying, like, your attacker is going to play 120 minutes or 110 minutes. Like, that's still good, and they're good. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm not really worried about it. But Steele's great. Stupinian's great. The mids are great, except McAllister's probably not great. That's about it, right? What?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They're fucking... It's just so annoying with them.
You're done, dude. You're on the beach.
I'm just on a fucking beach, dude. I know.
You're on the fucking beach.
It's so pathetic. But every fucking game with them, I've had these triple mids forever. It's like, it's always terrible. Every time, it's terrible.
But it was really good for a little bit, right?
Not really.
Didn't you get a lot of points?
I think I had like one good week where it worked. But I mean, Matoma low-key is fucking blanked for five in a row.
Yeah. He was really off it today, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's still putting up. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, March
he's shooting a ton. He's getting in the box at will. Yeah. Yada yada yada. But yeah, hasn't
March
been great.
Is just horrendous. But yeah, whatever. Fucking Brighton. I'm still just gonna keep my guys and see how it goes with the rest of the season. But you know.
Yeah. Some other questions. Bolter said, "Do we have our Vardy back? This is not a serious question unless he goes on an end of season rampage. In which case, I said I called it first. I don't know.
So
what do you think of Dean Smith Leicester?
Yeah, I mean, how could they fucking play some stupid-ass game against Dyche? It's just like a joke. It doesn't count to me. I mean, Nacho getting injured, obviously, is the only thing that could have caused Vardy to come back into the team, but...
He looked great, but...
Yeah, you know, he's running
He hasn't done that in a long time.
Yeah. They have Fulham, Liverpool, at Newcastle, West. It's like, get out of here. You know, I mean, these are bad. These are bad attacking fixtures. So, I don't think that there's anything there.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because there's four games left, so if you want to punt, just punt, dude. I don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
Don't love it. Graham Berger said, what are we doing with our Arsenal attacking guys? And Homburg said, can the Arsenal picks be our differentials during the doubles? And who should we pick? Or are there too few spots going around? So, you know, obviously they fucking maul Chelsea, the ghost of Chelsea.
Jesus Christ. They're below us in the table.
They are so fucking bad. It's unbelievable. And Frank is... I wonder if Frank's ever going to get a coaching job again, honestly.
He'll get the Bruges job.
He'll be on Match of the Day, like, game week two next season.
It's Bruges just kind of come calling. Parker replacement is perfect. Fucking Franklin.
They just keep taking the worst manager from the Premier League and farming them. Yeah, I mean... Listen, at Newcastle's bad. I don't want any Arsenal players, but, you know, home Brighton, when they're kind of maybe leggy, at NFO, home Wolves, like, there are worse fixtures there.
Yeah, I mean, that's 9 points for them.
That's really, really fucking good. So I do think it's kind of a sly, you know, differential. There's doubles, but there's not, like, that many teams doubling. It's not like we're going to all have 11 doublers. So,
yeah,
you could go there.
I agree
after this week.
Definitely.
I'd still probably go Martinelli, but Odegaard looked good.
195 for Odegaard, 191 for Martinelli, 189 for Saka.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy.
They're all going to hit 200 points. Three 200 point mids and one TI.
Three 200 point mids. Saka's 8-2, Martinelli 6-7, Odegaard 6-6.
It's crazy, man.
That's like the story of the season is like Brighton and Arsenal not spending any money and getting 200 point players.
Yeah.
Bowski said, is it time to target Chelsea next game? Dom/Billing, easy moves in. I mean, it kind of is. They're so fucking bad. They're so trash.
They're definitely targetable. Bournemouth,
I expect Bournemouth to win. And I am a homer. I'm a cherry. But like, fucking hell.
Where did this Bournemouth fandom come from? I mean, because we used to fucking hate them when they had Edward.
Well, yeah, I just like their players. I mean, it's mostly like Dom and then I watch them and I'm like, they're actually good. Like, Billing is
like
fun.
Just like Solanke, though.
Billing's fun. Lerma's fun.
Yeah. Billing, you know, since he was in
And
Huddy,
the new guys they got, like, Otara's good. Tavernier's good.
That fucking kid.
Semenyo is, like, fun. They just like have a really fun young team that's actually good at attacking.
Yeah.
So I like
it. All right. They still have Adam Smith, so I hate them.
And Neto, dude. Neto's fucking amazing. Yeah. Love Neto.
Pedro Neto's brother. He's the good Neto.
Yeah, good Neto. Exactly. Got all the good genes. But yeah, I expect them to fucking win and score two or three.
Couple. Yeah, Chelsea are terrible. They're definitely targetable for sure. They're on the beach. They have no manager. They're adrift.
A complete nightmare.
Complete nightmare. Absolutely.
Jitterberg said, I'm trying to look beyond the fixture difficulty and target teams that currently look shit. Should I get Eze versus Spurs this week?
Are we home or away? Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that game
Eze
should just
look
be...
good.
Yeah, Eze looks unstoppable. He's on pens now, it looks like.
Yeah.
Which Wolf should have happened a long time ago.
What? Wolf got like hurt again, right? Didn't he?
I didn't think so, did he?
Maybe
is
not.
He flagged? He didn't even get subbed, I don't think. Oh, he is really? Flagged. He did get subbed. Yeah, okay, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that I mean, I think
he got like a knock or something. I don't know if it's serious. We'll see it maybe tomorrow. We'll hear, but
that's a big negative then to me for Eze, because you want Wolf in the team.
But Palace like being safe and sort of beachy in their own right is good for attacking players. That's kind of why I like the Sun punt. It's like,
this should be another
dumb high scoring game where neither team defends, you know?
Well, like, Spurs can't defend. And I mean, we can as long as we don't give up set pieces. But every set piece is like a fucking direct free kick from a corner
takes
kick.
Takes the corners and whatnot. Yeah. And
Dyer's going to fucking hat trick.
Eze's a decent pun, I think. It's just hard to recommend any of these players at this point in the season because we all know who the best teams are. And we all know who the best picks are.
Yep.
Like,
if you want to have fun. If you don't
have fun,
know.
Yeah. Like, maybe Jack is rested and we get that leak. So, yeah, get rid of Jack, get someone. You know, and that's like, or you have Jota, get rid of him, get someone. But, like, there's not that many much room for punts.
Yeah.
Sigurd said, is it time for a keeper transfer? I have Raya and Kepa. I don't want Ederson. Oh, my God. Raya, Kepa right now.
almost as obviously bad as Kepa's Ederson.
Unstartable.
Yeah. So let's do the thing. You know, who am I getting for Ederson?
Okay, yeah.
I guess we're just here now.
De Gea could it be anyone but legit De Gea? A good pick. You could get Ortega. Dude, just get fucking... I was going to actually say, like, get the Leeds keeper for Big Sam, but he might just drop Meslier. Like, Meslier might just... He might just be, see him He's, and be like, get the fuck out of here. You skinny little kid.
Doesn't he have previous with Klaassen and Joel Robles? Like, they had to have overlapped at some point.
At some point.
Is he at Everton? Big Fat was at Everton or no? No.
Yeah, he was.
But does he know them?
Yeah, he probably knows Robles. He probably has him in his phone.
Virginia's coming in. Oh, he's probably been Leeds plot property all along. We didn't even know. It's going to be a Brighton, not a Brighton in the game situation. Yet. Not in the game yet. Yeah. No, that would have been fun and funny to do. But yeah, I think
don't even know who's starting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that doesn't happen, it's not like I don't have another keeper.
Who do you have?
Fuckford. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Easy. So do you even need to get rid of Ederson? You just bench him.
I can't keep him. Well, I don't want to start Fuckford ever. Are you kidding me? Have you been watching them play?
They're so bad, man. They're so bad. I'm looking around. I'm trying to find someone like fun and stupid for you.
It's not Meslier?
It's not Meslier. It might be Keylor Navas, though.
Or what? Do they have a double?
No, but they're home Southampton at Chelsea, two worst teams in the league.
Along with
everything,
themselves.
Everything to play for.
Yeah. What about Emi Martinez? Do they have a double?
No. There's really not that many doubles.
Who doubles?
The 36 doubles are only Brighton and Newcastle. Okay, and the 37 doubles are Man United, Man City, Chelsea, and Brighton. And you can't get Brighton. That's you don't want Ederson.
Yeah, I mean, if unless if it's De Gea, you know, it's not. De Gea is just not fun.
Yeah, so it's either De Gea, which is like the logical, probably best pick of all of these, or you just get someone who doesn't double and is, you like them personally.
Yeah, Pope, I guess, also would like, in air quotes, make sense. So
yeah, I think for Sigurd's question, it should be Pope or De Gea. But yeah, like for 100%. you do whatever the fuck
doing
you want.
We're doing something else here. So you think Navas is the guy?
Yeah, just someone. You're looking for double digit hauls, right? Like you're glory hunting right now.
Yeah, you need like 24 pointers from this.
Yeah,
guy.
You need an 11 save, pen save, max bones like all that. Right, Navas, your guy.
Navas is in.
Get in. So good.
Oh my god, what is this? It just said I can't do the move. What am I?
Why can't you do the move?
They just fucking sign you out sometimes.
Yeah, it does happen to me. Yeah, it does sometimes.
I have to. Well, actually, it wasn't terrible. I get to do it again.
Yeah, it's even better.
I get to transfer Ederson out twice.
And Ben's final question is: what's the best game week 35 matchup to exploit? Just straight up best fixture. I mean, again, I've been mentioning these Spurs punts as a punt. I think that's a high scoring fixture. I think that's a good one. But you know, Brighton are home Everton, so. What are we talking about? And that could be unlimited amount of goals.
Yeah.
And City or home Leeds. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's tough to... Yeah.
And Bournemouth or home Chelsea.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Yeah. Those are the best. All right, so you did your move, huh?
Well, I have another one.
Yeah. Oh, you have another one. What
I've
are you looking
at? Been floating a transfer for doing badly forever.
I mean, you went up 700K this week. Not bad.
770.
Yeah. Huh?
Was I 1.8 million last week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
You're the big 1-8, right?
I need to do something in defense because I don't want to start. It doesn't matter. I don't want to start Cresswell or Trips. So I would like to get a defender for one of them.
Cresswell or Trips, right? So
what should I get?
How much money are we talking?
I mean, I could get any defender in the game.
Okay, that's a pretty good feature to have.
I think I want to at least hold trips because I do at least want to start him in the double, even though they fucking suck and whatever. So I guess it would just be to snip, snap, Crestfall straight out because that's he's bad now. They're fixed. I mean, I'm not going to start him again. So
yeah, yeah. You were talking up John Stones.
Just do that. Yeah, I'll just do that.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to start, but
yeah, me neither. Well, if he doesn't start, then whatever. All right, Stones back in. We're done. We're ready. Ready to go. Okay, your turn. What do you got going on?
God, you're living so free and so nice. I have two freeze. I don't know.
Stones.
I mean, I if you don't care, I don't care. For the memes.
What do you got over there?
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me.
Why? Why wouldn't I do this to you? I just haven't had time to look today, and I'm on two frees, and my team is good. You know,
are you going as Lindelof? Are you happy with Lindelof's start?
Well, him slash Cresswell slash Trips, I don't really want to start. You know, I'm not thrilled with any of those, so I could absolutely use a free there. I'm not thrilled with either my keeper this week, but they're both good holds, you know, so I probably won't touch them, De Gea and Pope. I still have Jota. So that's like, I think the most obvious spot. But also I'm kind of like waiting for that team sheet, the City team sheet, right? Cause like Haaland might not start, Jack might not start, Alvarez might start. And so that kind of switches up my attack a bit. But yeah, I want to see what Klopp says tomorrow about Jota, see if I'm keeping him or not. If he says he's fine, then maybe I'll do a defensive move, get rid of Cresswell probably. He's the worst and doesn't have a double of my group. But like who I'm going to get, I really don't know yet. I kind of have to make the call tomorrow, I think, after pressers and Saturday morning when the team sheet comes out.
Yeah.
Unless you see something very obvious that I'm not seeing.
No, I'm just trying to like plan out, you know, which spots are going to be started and which spots are going to be benched for you moving forward to think of like how the players are going to interchange because... Like, ideally, I would say, like, if you could get an extra doubler and sort of, like, hide them or something, like, that could be a good use right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, even though...
Yeah, because obviously I'm not going to burn a transfer. I could do, you know, like, I could end up doing, like, Jota to Isak and bench Jota for Alvarez if he's starting or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and bench that spot, right? Start Alvarez over Isak even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's something like that could be interesting or... I mean, I don't know. I was also a little bit, as we were talking about Arsenal, I mean, you could even get like Jesus and hide him.
Yeah.
Could be interesting because yeah. if you could start Alvarez or something. And
yeah, I mean, the thing that's like by next week, if Jota and Alvarez are like Jesus and Isak or Callum, like that's great.
Well, that doesn't really get you too far though because what are you doing? You're going to bench... Who are you benching?
I don't know. Fucking Matoma, Jack.
So you'll be benching just a doubler?
Something like that. Well, no, because the only double in 36 is Newcastle and Brighton.
And they don't all overlap because they're over two game weeks, not the same.
Right. So I could I could bench like Jack. I do it. Jack yeah, is that's just, fine. He's still low, just a mediocre pick, you know?
6 to 9 pointer or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, every game, he's the god of almost points. You watch any fucking City match, it's like, oh my god, Jack could have fucking triple returned today, but he does it every single match, so he's just really bad at shooting. We just have to accept that.
He's always been this player.
Yeah, exactly. You get him for the consistency and the avenues, not for the explosiveness, so.
Yeah, and he has less avenues than when he has Zoom Pillow, so.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's something around what I said, but.
I think that sounds fine.
Yeah, and unfortunately there are still doubles, so it's very like my pool is very small of who I might get. You know,
you starting De Gea or Pope this weekend?
That's a tough. What do you think? I mean, Pope. I obviously expect Arsenal to score, but Pope will get more saves probably. De Gea has probably, I would say, a better chance of a clean, but I still don't really expect one. Man United are not good away. I don't know. What do you? Are you leaning strongly either way?
I think De Gea is my gut, because I just think that there's no, I think there's just like really no chance that Arsenal don't score. I can't.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I
can't imagine that in the world of life.
That's kind
of
how I feel.
Yeah, there are so many worlds of life where Western Ham do not score. I mean, they do that all the time. They're really good at it. So I think that wins it out. I am sort of, I mean, I think the Jota, yeah, but I am more wondering about that third defender spot because the other aspect to this
that's the worst spot in my team is Cresswell.
You're not, but I mean, it's, I think the couple of things I'm thinking about is like how much more, even if you do that transfer right now for a good defensive fixture, it's like how much more confident are we in that spot versus like, you know, Lindelof? Plus the fact that you're probably not going to start this spot in your team again the rest of the season.
Like, right, is that because worth there's transfer? Not.
I don't know.
There's not really, because like I'm already Dunk's triple City. I'm already Dunk's triple Brighton. Yeah, I'm going to be triple Newcastle once I get one of the forwards. I don't want a Chelsea player.
You're not benching Trent. You're not benching Dunk.
There's literally like no other doublers I could even get.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, I hear you. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm like, maybe that's just kind of a dumb use of a transfer.
Well, so,
unless if you want to do something like getting in, you know, another Newcastle guy to have two doublers and maybe risk benching Trent in 36, you know, you could talk me into that.
Well, in 36, it's Trent Dunk trips. That's my
three. I'm saying you could bench Trent for a doubler there if you want to risk doing something.
Who do we have at 36? At Leicester? I mean, they're going to score, you know?
Probably.
Probably going to score. Yeah, I could, but I also just don't have that much faith in Newcastle's defense.
No, me neither. Right now. You know, you're just rolling on a couple. Yeah. You also couldn't do that if you want to get Isak too. I forgot.
I do. Yeah, I don't think it's like vital, but I think they're probably like the best cap that week. Yeah. But yeah, I need to think about this. Yeah, because then in 37, another double, Lindelof will be in, Dunk will stay in, Trent will stay in.
That's it.
Yeah, so like this player is a start this week and then a maybe start in 38?
I don't know.
If there's someone that has like a great 38 and a great this week is basically what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that exists. I'll have to look not on the pod later.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's going to be stressful waking up and just fucking on Twitter for this league, but I'm going to do it because I'm having a good season. So
yeah, you gotta play the game. You're playing.
Gotta play the game.
We're playing different games.
No problem. No new signups.
No shame.
No anus slaps. It's fucking end of the season. Patreon's done. Patreon's washed. We're washed.
And we have an actual summer this year. Holy shit.
Actual summer off is going to be fantastic. That's about it, man.
Who should I cap actual?
Alvarez.
Come on, man. I already made my transfers, dog.
Who do you have? Well, obviously, Holland, if he's starting. Oh, because you just want a fun pick?
Yeah, just
whatever. What are the options? Give me some options. I can't see your team.
Watkins at Wolves, Mo, Rash. I'm not captaining any of these Brighton players. Trent, Stones, Navas.
That's bad. I guess it's Navas.
Amazing. They're all great.
Navas. Yeah, I guess it's Navas.
Let's do it. Let's roll, baby.
The funniest thing is when I post our team is how many people still reply to me and be like Walsh is like doing what? And I'm just like, have you listened in the pod? Like he's just vibing right now. You know? There's no trust me, he knows Haaland's the best captain.
And you know, it's not last game, coronation day, holiday day.
Coronation day. Oh my god. Huge.
Huge.
He's a really big, you know, monarchy fan.
Gotta be.
He's gonna show up. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. All right.
Big
time.
I like it.
I'll buy stones for the two new friends.
Yeah, exactly.
They deserve the bands.
As a hero's welcome. Any last words, my man?
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, dude. Check us out. At FMLfield, I can follow us on Twitter at FMLfield, sportspeed.com/FMLfield. Subscribe, rate, review, jam.
Sports Social Podcast Network.